This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these platforms?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm okay. Yesterday we did have a news show, but I was out on the slopes with Liana and my children. Can you call them children at a certain point when they're teenagers? I guess they're still kids. And I'm alive and well, walking and talking and shoveling snow and plowing snow today. And it's a great day because I survived the ski slopes. Although, I'll be honest, Super Don, I didn't really do anything really big and scary yesterday. It was sort of like reintroduction after 30-plus years of not doing that. I thought, you know, this is the opportunity. Liana Wernigray, the Earth Dieter, she's coming in to show the kids how to snowboard. I'm like, I got to do a little bit of that. So a lot of fun and a lot of soaking wet and a little bit, not so cold, but wet. And then it could have gotten cold, but I just like, all right, I've had enough. And I packed it in at the right moment. Yeah. So it was good.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad to see that. Cause you know, I mean, coming from Florida, right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just kind of assumed you would be like hiding in like the warmest part of the house with your slippers and your long johns on and stuff and avoiding the outside. But to see you out there like in the snow and getting frozen and stuff like that, I'm very impressed. You're a bigger man than I.
Well, listen, I mean, it was a right on the cusp of the 32 and the flakes were coming down just heavy and wet.
Yeah.
And it was just like fluffy day to learn how to ski again or snowboard
because you
could fall down and you hit like 1 to 2 feet
now,
of soft snow.
Here's my question. Where are the pictures or the video of you attempting to ski?
Unless Liana got some, I don't know if there is any.
Man, come on. She got
a couple of pictures. Well, the thing is, it was like the bunny slope I went up on, and just to kind of get my
ski
legs back.
So was it like you? Was it like you and a bunch of 8-year-olds or something? Or
yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
But I was passing them all, and you know, the thing is, it was an easy slope, so I didn't even. I did one run with the ski sticks. What do you call those? Ski sticks. Chopsticks, ski sticks.
Poles or whatever.
Poles, yeah. That's it, ski poles.
Yeah,
see,
okay.
I'm such a skier.
The ski sticks. Yeah.
And I left the ski sticks down like, I don't even need them because this was easy enough. And I was just practicing the turns and stuff. And, you know, it was a lot of hard work because you had to hike a little bit up at 7,000, 8,000 feet to get to the point where it would tow you up. And you had to use your muscles because this wasn't a sit-down, carry you up. If you were doing the real stuff, not me, you grab it and pull it. So, like, I can feel my biceps. I'm like, yeah, I'm ripped today, buddy.
All right.
And I'm raring to go. So I heard that Paul took his son out to Brighton today, and they had a great time. So that might be another chance to get out there and learn properly. But anyway, no, fun time.
Cool.
And thanks for working with me on the pre-record. I think the show ended up really, really good yesterday. So
yeah, went really well. And had a bunch of people in the chat room, and we all hung out and listen to
you,
a
y'all
great
were,
show.
But let's be honest, y'all were betting on, hey, will he be walking today? That was the main topic.
Yes.
No. Well, listen, yesterday on TV was something called the Golden Globes. And By the time the night hit, I was relaxed, and we had some friends over. I'm thinking, should I turn the TV on? I said, honey, should I turn on the Golden Globes? She says, absolutely not. I will not watch those leftist, elitist Hollywood, whatever. I'm like, okay, honey, I'm not watching. But I did see a couple of things in the aftermath. I saw Carol Burnett get a Lifetime Award. They named it after her.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked, could I get this every year? That was cute. And then the dude, the big dude, what was his name in the Big Lebowski, the dude?
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. He got some kind of Cecil B. DeMille Award or something. So I think those probably were the two highlights, if anything, that I saw. There was a bit of a low light, though. It's like one of those, how low can you go, Hollywood? Right? We've talked about embedded CDC script writers. I don't know if that's what happened here. I don't know. But when I saw this on the aftermath of what happened, they talked about, normally they do something silly and goofy, like in the past they've ordered pizzas and they deliver pizzas, or they bring people in off the street and they're like, we're regular people too, right? And this time they did it a little bit differently. Do you want me to talk about this, set it up, or play the audio and then react to it, Super? I'm just on the fly here with you. This is a wild, weird one.
I'm going to venture just to guess that the people that listen to the show probably have already heard about this, because it went viral on social media, and that's how I first heard about it, because I didn't watch it. I was tempted to, because I did read something earlier in the week where they said there was going to be no Trump bashing.
That made it more interesting a little bit, right?
And I was kind of like, because I haven't watched an award show in a really long time, because it turns into a bunch of agenda-driven speeches, and it just turns me off. So right. I was tempted to, but I didn't. But I did see this going around on Facebook, and so you're right. This was a segment where, and listen, I let me just say, all of the reviews that I have seen about the Golden Globes have not been positive. There's been a lot of, oh my God, this, cringeworthy stuff going on throughout the whole show, and it was boring, and please bring back Ricky Gervais, because, what was her name, Sandra Oh, and Andy
Samberg.
Samberg, they just really just did not do a good job, and they weren't very funny.
Right.
So anyway, here's we've got this clip, and this is the 45-second long thing going on here, of what they chose to do during the segment where they normally do something kind of silly or offhand.
Normally at this point of the show, the host would do something fun and spontaneous to show how we're all just ordinary people, like ordering pizza for everyone.
But since we already get food at the Globes, we thought we'd mix it up and try something new. So roll up your sleeves, Hollywood, because you're all getting flu shots!
If you are an anti-vaxxer, put a napkin over your head.
Your head?
Wow. Really? Now, you know, if this was designed to be, let's say, hey, look, all the Hollywood people are doing it. Let's all be cool like them and get a flu shot. I think it failed miserably. Now, I may be biased. We may be biased here. But can you see, like, if you have friends or family, Super Don, that have no earthly idea about the danger of the flu shot, they would go, look, we got to go get our flu shot. I mean, maybe there are people out there like that.
Maybe. I don't know. I personally don't think so. I don't think people are, if they're watching the Golden Globes and they do some really dumb comedy thing where they're sending out people. One of those guys that came out with the syringes or fake syringes was a comedian. It was an attempt at trying to do something funny, and I think it fell really flat. I don't think somebody watching that would be going, oh, look, so-and-so is famous, and they got a flu shot. I need to run out to Rite Aid right now. I don't think so. Was there some type of an agenda behind that? Maybe. I think it was just a
attempt at comedy.
Yeah. I think so. That's my impression.
I think there is an embedded element, because we know that it exists. That's not controversial. But whether they met here and the CDC said, hey, can y'all do something to help promote the flu shot? It's like, well, they sucked the eggs on that, and if there were eggs in that blue shot, yeah.
Big time. And, you know, let me say that when you watch that video, it's very funny, because there were two people in that that when they walked up to them with the you know, to give them the fake flu shot, the reactions.
Did you see Keith Urban's face?
Keith Urban was just like, get away from me. And Willem Dafoe was another one. He was looking up at the guy going, you know, like, excuse me, what do you think you're doing here?
I don't think they really knew that was going on.
That was like the best part of the whole skit.
Right. Now, of course, you know, that's the light, goofy side of things. It's not very light, goofy when you see the reality is number one on the hit list as far as compensation for injury. In the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, coming in, flu. I'm talking flu shot. Every which way but loose, flu shot. Now, if they were doing real flu shots, you might have seen some of them pass out, some of them die. What would they say? Oh, how sweet. They took one for the team. Look, they died, but at least they were trying to protect all the people that don't have strong immune systems, right?
Heroes, right?
Yeah, heroes, because they're medical collectivists. And, of course, much of the Hollywood elitists are leftists and collectivists, so for them, it would have been like, oh, you took one for the team. Isn't that sweet? But the reality is millions and millions, in fact, hundreds of millions now being paid out for flu shots. And on top of that, well, the billions total that have been paid out over the years for vaccine injury. So it wasn't very funny. It was kind of stupid, and I think it backfired. I have a sense that it will if it hasn't already hit in that context. There's another article today that came out, and John Rappaport and I have been discussing this for years and years together. On the air, he's been writing about it. But when is the flu not the flu? Right? We talk about the CDC at a certain point of the so-called pandemics, epidemics, where they realize that, well, we were analyzing the blood to see if there was any flu viruses, and we found none. And at a certain point, Cheryl Atkinson years ago, who was with, I think, ABC or CBS, eventually got fired because they didn't want her doing real journalistic investigations. They found out the CDC just stopped testing blood altogether. Don't even test it. Just if there are symptoms that look like the flu, it's the flu. And remember when we called out because of, what was the study done? Peter Doshi found out that the actual numbers of flu deaths annually validated and verified was below 100 every year. Below 100 actual flu deaths, but yet now you still hear the number 36,000, 60,000. One year they said there's millions of people with swine flu. They just make it up. They absolutely make it up. They get away with it because most people believe in the official stories. They still trust their doctor. Remember, they might not trust Congress, but they still trust doctors and nurses, and those are the ones primarily giving out the flu shots. Although, what the woman's name, Sandra Oh or whatever yesterday, on the Golden Globe said, oh, they're all from Rite Aid. All the people are from Rite Aid coming in and roll up your sleeves, just get the shot. Go to the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program later. All right, folks, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Scott Bell Show.
I do think, Super Don, that a skit like that had to be thought out to the extent that, you know, there is propaganda involved. We were talking about this on the break, and some of our viewers and listeners on YouTube, including a police officer, you know who you are, said, no, people really are that stupid, and they do fall for it. So we might look at it and go, this is the stupidest thing ever, but a lot of people go, Hollywood people are doing it, let's all do it. So
flu shots, I guess, are cool.
Yeah, all the cool guys and girls in Hollywood are doing it. Yeah, I know, we're not there anymore, but apparently we've got to, don't forget the little people, the little people who are small-minded and still basically programmed and duped by anything coming across their TV. So that still happens. So we're hopefully much more responsible about the things we deliver than silly skits about toxic and deadly, and in some cases, syringes. Let's move on from there. We've got hopefully advanced medicine with Dr. Bichar today. I know he's on a long flight. We haven't heard from him, so we'll see. You know, we just roll with it. We've done it before. Either way, and we also got to catch up with some questions because, I yesterday's show was pre-recorded, but I think it was a phenomenal show. But in those pre-recorded shows, we can't really respond to questions on the fly like we can here when I'm live on the air.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
So the first question of the day is coming from Greg. Is it Greg Brady? Let's find out, Super Don. So, looking for the show notes, Greg says. We reference them frequently on the show. Yes, we do. It's like it was in the show notes. It's in the show notes. Check it out. It's in the show notes. Linked up in the show notes. I've said that once or twice. So Craig says, Super Don, you got to get that. Please point me in the right direction. When I go to the archives, it just takes me to a SoundCloud page. No notes. Am I just tired, or are there secret handshakes or a maze I have to navigate to find the notes section? Thanks, Greg. All right, Super Don. I don't know what to say.
Well,
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I love it when questions like this come in because mm-hmm. it's very easy for you and me
yeah.
to just assume things, right?
Sure.
You know, it's like, hey, it's the show notes. Well,
we're there all the time.
Yeah, so maybe we're not using the correct terminology. I don't know. But, Greg, if you're listening, yeah. when you go to robertscottbell.com, pretty much everything on the website that has been posted is that's what we call the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, for example, if you go to robertscottbell.com right now,
mm-hmm.
and you look here at the very top, the first post you're going to see is the one that is a picture of me and Dr. Batar and Robert, and it has all the topics that we're talking about on today's show. That's what we call the show notes.
Show notes. By the way, Super Don, remember last yeah. week we had a question about a link and you checked it out live on the air and like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
yeah, the link was so. I'm not making fun of Greg, believe me. It is that we're in our yeah. own bubble and you guys and gals out there can help us. And I'm looking
you
at this now.
You need to check us, yeah. Keep
yeah,
us
I'm
on
looking
our toes,
at this now because
sure.
along the top banner you have about yeah. RSB, meet the team, and by the way, Captain Morgan's still there, Super Don. Do you see that?
That's
you
okay.
meet the team, show archives. Sponsorship info, video gallery, and maybe we need to add show notes to that because he clicked on show archives.
It's yeah, I guess, but I mean, yeah. it's like we could do that and then just have it redirect right back to the front page because that's where the show notes
sure.
are. So I'm
okay with that if it's easy to do. Like
maybe just we just need to
there.
change the way that we talk that we reference it. Maybe not call it show notes, but just go to the website.
I don't want to confuse people.
And by the
we
way,
already do that enough.
I want to say that on that previous question that we had about the link, somebody
yes.
was looking for Robert's water. They wanted to get a hold of the Key Home technology, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, whoever it is that came up with the idea of having web addresses not work because they have a www in front of them needs to be shot.
That's weird.
Because,
wasn't it? That's weird.
Because here's the way it works. It's robertswater.com is where you want to go to find out yeah. about the Echo Machine and the other things from Synergy Science. If you put in just robertswater.com, it works. But if you put www.robertswater.com, it doesn't work.
Weird.
Who came up with that bright idea?
I don't know.
Right?
So we learned something that day, and that's why... Even if we make fun of you a little for asking questions, we're doing it hopefully good-heartedly because
we're not
really
making
we do
fun of you.
No, we're not. No. We appreciate the insights when you go, I can't find something. We're like, well, if it's my wife, I get it because she can't find anything on a web page. But if it's y'all out there that can't find it, there might be something
I
wrong with the
web page. I have a feeling somebody's going to walk into the studio and punch you right now.
I already had dinner, so I'm okay. I ate dinner early.
Okay.
And it was yummy. We had some chili, homemade chili. That was great. Anyway, y'all, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yeah, I might be in trouble tonight. Might be sleeping outside in the snowbank. We got another question of the day, and it relates to severe, not just mild or medium, but severe acne. Oh, I just got punched by my wife.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump is considering declaring a national emergency for border wall funding. Pence and Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen will brief the House tomorrow before the president's scheduled primetime address on border security. Hector Garza is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He tells Fox News what a physical barrier will do along our Mexico border.
Now, the border wall, the physical barriers, it's just one factor of the border security package. We do know that by building a border wall, a physical barrier, we will have additional infrastructure. We'll have access roads to properly secure the border.
Amazon is passing Microsoft as the most valuable publicly traded company. At the end of today's trading session, Amazon had a value of $797 billion, while Microsoft was worth $783 billion. The Dow was up 93 points today. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, just, I had to get some more chili while I was there. My wife's chili is amazing. Bison. No, it wasn't. No.
You were eating chili on the break?
Well, I was smelling it again because I ate before.
You fibbed. You were going to get Echo Water and you ate chili instead?
Well, it was so good. Here. No, you can have some. Come on over, Super Don. It's really, really
good. What broadcasting school did you go to? You don't eat chili before you go on the air.
Listen. While Liana was in here, all was good. So far, so good. So we're going to be all right. I may not be able to allow anybody else in studio tonight. We'll find out. But so far, so good. We got some more questions we want to get to. We'll talk about liver detoxification as we always do. And you know, maybe you want to make chili. And maybe you want bison in it. There's a different way you might be able to get some bison in it, although I'll hazard a guess you might need a new car after that, but we'll get there. So questions of the day. Do you have any more questions? That was a nice, Liana stopped by on the break. She came by and shared a little bit about our ski experience, which was nice. And I didn't know if there were any other questions outstanding. She tries to keep you up to date on silly pictures. So,
well, I'll just wait to see what it is that she comes up with. Cause
okay,
I gotta see. I mean, you go skiing. I think people want to see Robert Scott Bell on skis. Listen, can't tease everybody. You know?
I was on 100% borrowed equipment, which actually fit me well. The skis were great, and the boots were, so that wasn't a problem. But I even had a ski jacket, but I didn't know it wasn't waterproof. And so it was soaked through. And I had another layer of a down jacket underneath it. And I think when down feathers get wet, they don't do so well. And so I had my time, but it was sort of a signal for me, all right, you've done it. You've done exactly what you needed to do to get confidence back, and now, you know, the next phase will be the next phase. So it worked out well, and I just kind of hung out while the kids continued to do their thing. And it was a fun adventure. I don't know that we talked about this yet on the air, but the car that they rented, Liana, was supposed to be a four-wheel drive to be able to go up, you know, the ski hills, right? Not the actual slopes, but, you know, to get up there. Turns out, while we were going up there, we're like, okay, it says four-wheel drive or chains only on the tires. We're like, oh, okay, no problem. We have a four-wheel drive. We get up there, and we catch up to this other car, like a regular sedan that's two-wheel, and we're going, can't they read, right? What are they doing with a one- or two-wheel drive car? They're getting stuck. And so they had to get, like, towed up. And we're like slowing down. And then when we stopped and had to start again, I'm like, I don't think we're in a four-wheel drive either. And it turned out it was an SUV that didn't have four-wheel drive. And we just, you know, I was like, maybe it's all-wheel, but there was nothing to turn it on. So we ended up having to, well, my kids and Liana got out and pushed while I'm kind of wiggling this thing up the hill to the point where we couldn't anymore. And then the truck behind us with a big old bumper pushed us the final 100 yards to get us up over the ledge. So it was a very hairy, scary adventure at 1 to 2 miles an hour going up this mountain road. And then, you know, eventually they cleared the roads and we could get down later safely. But that was kind of the harrowing adventure. We had a lot of fun adventures that really, they weren't that scary to me because I knew we were fine. But it was kind of like, oh, man, this is embarrassing. Here we were making fun of the car that didn't have four-wheel drive, and we ended up not having it either.
A little karma going on there.
Yeah, instant karma like that. But we were laughing about it. And you know, the thing is, we saw a lot of the people that were stuck behind us up on the slopes, and they were like, so nice. They weren't mad at us, right? The people up here are nice, I have to say. So maybe it's a Robert Redford thing with Sundance. I don't know. Anyway, so let's get to the next question of the day. This one's coming from Maria. Hello, Robert. My 17-year-old nephew suffers from severe acne. The doctor prescribed him Accutane. And my nephew is so desperate that he wants to take it despite all the possible side effects. Now, just to let you know, Accutane is such a toxic drug that while the 17-year-old is on this, if he's on this, they will test him for elevated liver enzymes at least every month. Do you know how bad your liver has to get to start showing elevated liver enzymes? Really bad. I mean, this is something years down the road, typically, when they wouldn't diagnose liver congestion, which is a primary starting point for most of us on the way to liver issues that are never really identified until they call it hepatitis C or cirrhosis. But this would induce potentially abject liver destruction, not potentially, actually, down into some worse things, Accutane. So I get vanity, right? You get it. You're like, you're a teenager. It's like you have severe acne. You're willing to do just about anything. Super Don, did you have really severe acne? I had normal acne as
sort of.
A kid. Yeah.
Yeah, sort of.
And my daughter is, 13, and she'll occasionally have it, but it's not severe. It's just like a normal kid acne.
Yeah, it was pretty normal, what I had. Yeah, mm-hmm. It wasn't severe. But, you know, I grew up in the age of, what was it? It was
Clearasil. Wolfman Jack, remember?
Yes,
that?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. So it much less toxic. Benzoyl peroxide, I think they call that, topical. It'd dry it out. But it doesn't address the inside. And, of course, Accutane is a last-gasp effort when, you know, doctors don't admit that they failed with everything else. They haven't talked to your nephew about diet, going organic and non-GMO. They haven't talked about your liver health in general, about additional selenium in your diet, or chromium for that matter. What do we talk about here? And this is interesting because obviously Maria is a listener to the show, because the next thing she asks, can silver allo protocol be helpful in this case? Is there anything else that can be done? Thank you. So, Maria, yeah, you're right, because what have we talked about? The skin. It's a reflection of what's going on inside the body. The liver, the digestive system, the GI tract are all connected. And so if you can heal the intestinal system, if you can replenish the healthy probiotic colonies, the microbiome to be restored, then proper assimilation occurs, proper elimination occurs. So look to heal the gut. In a very rapid way, the silver aloe for a week or two for your nephew at 17 can be a difference maker. And you will see the skin change that quickly. Now, topically, I would do the silver gel, because you can heal the tissue much more rapidly and there is zero liver toxicity with this method. Silicon, of course, is the mineral for the skin, hair, nails, but all connective tissue. But local application of the silver, internal application to the gut with the silver aloe is extraordinary. Now, if there are a lot of other gut issues, if he is constipated like I was as a child, remember I've talked about being hospitalized, it was so bad, then look to get on the CanGest tea, the Alpha CanGest. You can reach out to Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com and get on the teaspoon in warm water to activate it. Drink it down 3 times a day before meals. And that's a wonderful way to heal the gut, the liver, the gallbladder, all of this thing called what I call liver congestion, which then manifests, especially in 17-year-olds like your nephew, as severe acne, even cystic acne. Yes, there can be a microbial issue. That's why the silver can help there as well. But increase the minerals just like we talk about. Make sure they're staying hydrated. Stay off of the soft drinks. If they're drinking milk, make sure it's raw and real, like we get from Redmond. I don't know where y'all are, but try to find it if you do milk to get it raw and real. That's the only way to drink it. So, Super Don, any other acne tips? There are homeopathic remedies for acne. I'm sure Dr. King has them as well.
No, yeah, I mean, you suggested the gel, right? And that's yes. What my kids used as they were growing up, even now.
Yes.
You know, they're big fans of that because anytime they have an outbreak, that stuff works like magic. So that's the one thing I know has had the most success. Personally, I haven't had acne, and I don't and I didn't have access to that kind of a thing when I was I was a kid. It would have been great to have.
Well, and of course, kids that are drinking soft drinks, not good, dehydrating, right? And if you do the Echo Water, if you have the new edition like we talked about yesterday with the Synergy Resonance technology, you'll be able to program acne. It would say acne and the frequencies that address that. But of course, I would say, hey, how about those RSV frequencies that are coming out? How about RSV frequencies for the liver? RSV frequencies for the GI tract. So we'll have those things available as well for your nephew if you have the Echo system. So I very much appreciate, Maria, that you asked that or those questions. That was really awesome. Let's see. There's some other things we can do to support the liver. There's a good article here at Mind Body Green. It's linked up in the show notes. Yes, I said that at robertscottbell.com. Your liver is your detox organ. Here's why and how to support it. Here's why and how to support it. Now, the why, I think these are moments of duh. I would hope that you think so as well. The liver is the main organ for detoxification. So in that case, you want to, of course, support it. What can you do to do that? Well, selenium is number one on the list. Number 1A is chromium. Those are the key minerals for function. And I'm not saying they're the only ones, but they're the most grossly deficient in our diets. But when we go through detoxification support, water and hydration, obviously a number 1A, AA on the list as well. That goes along with it. Without the water, nothing works. But if we go through this, one of my favorite things to do is number one on the list, Super Don. And no, it's not a coffee enema. It's drinking dandelion tea. Every morning I start my day with a little dandelion tea mixed in with my mate. Have you yet tried dandelion tea, Super Don? Simple stuff.
No, I have not.
Okay. Did I just not, like, ride you enough to go, hey, Super Don, get on the dandelion tea?
I would try it, I suppose.
Yeah, no, it's pretty basic, pretty straightforward. Dandelion is God's medicine for the liver and the kidneys. Tonifies them. Every time you're drinking, you're going to feel really good. Now, another popular herb is milk thistle. The thistles, that's also known to address many things in terms of liver function. Again, these are all secondary and tertiary after we get the chromium and the selenium and the water, you know, these kinds of things in there. Number three, garlic, because, you know, sulfur is good. Sulfur is like a centrifuge. If you use homeopathic sulfur, it throws things out. It helps the liver to do its job. So garlic is on the list. Also, what they call sulfuric vegetables, like broccoli, broccoli sprouts, mushrooms, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, all high sulfur-containing, antioxidant-containing foods. Really simple. And number five on the list, you can juice them, you can eat them, you can cook them, but don't get them on your clothing unless you purposely want to look like a, I don't know, a watermelon maybe, deeply rich colored watermelon. Beets. Are you a big fan of beets, Super D?
I've eaten beets in the past. Roasted are really good, and pickled are always great.
Yeah. Now, when I grew up, they said I was allergic to beets. Excuse me. I said beets and I sneezed.
You're allergic to beets. Eh?
No, I don't know. I think what was happening is that it was eliciting a detox reaction. And when I ate the beets, I would get these rashes on my elbows and by my knees. And I think it was, remember all the other garbage that I ate that didn't have really natural beet color but had like Frankenberry artificial colors and turned my poop pink and purple? That was not good. But we talk about beets because they are really good medicine for your liver. So juice them, eat them, cook them, however you want. Beets are really good, and hopefully they can grow wherever you are. Maybe those things are some of the things I will plant this coming growing season, but I don't think we'll be able to plant until April where I am. That's going to be weird. Wait until April. Maybe May? I don't know. I'll find out. Folks, what do you think? Let me know. Go to robertscottbell.com. Follow us on the social media, and we're going to find out how else, even if you're not a hunter, you can put some meat in your chili a new way.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're talking about food. We talk about survival. I mean, I guess there are people out there that claim to be, they can get their food from the sun, right, or prana. Look, I get the concept of it.
Breatharians or whatever.
Breatharians,
yeah.
I do understand the concept, and I think that if you are able to transmute energy in that way, then why do you even have a physical body? I mean, isn't that a legitimate question? Because, you know, people try to do all these practices to get them out of their body, in a sense. I was like, I get that, too, because, you know, part of my motivation to learn about spiritual stuff was to like, man, this place really is not so awesome, right? There are things you look around, you're like, wow, did you see the Golden Globes? I want out of here, you know? It's just, at a certain point, you go, wait a second, but I'm here. There's got to be a reason. I got to have purpose beyond, you know, watching the Golden Globes or whatever it is. And so at a certain point you go, you know what, I'm here. Let's figure out why I'm here and what can we do while we're here. Like, go on a ski mountain if you can. First time I did in 30 years. You know, get the kids some. And I was like, what's all about play with you, Robert? Well, you know how little I play? I should play a lot more. But I love doing this. For you, for me, for all of us that, you know, need to be reminded of certain things. They're like, wow, I forgot that or never really think I knew that. So finding out that you cannot eat, I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I'm down with that. I want to eat. I don't mind eating. I like eating. Now, where are you going to go? We want organic free range. If you're not a vegetarian and you're going to get meat, we want it to not be factory farmed. So there's a different way to get that meat, apparently. But there's a fine line to draw here. And this is it. The new 2019 bills that have passed into law in certain states, now you can eat roadkill without being thrown in jail. Yeah, you heard me right.
Roadkill.
Roadkill, yeah. Now, I never really paid attention to this, but apparently if you hit a deer and you take it home and cook it and eat it, that you could get in trouble for that. Not you didn't intend to hit the deer. I'm saying, it happened. It's like, all right, you have to let that thing go to waste, and then the state comes to pick it up. What about people that need to eat, right? Couldn't they utilize it more efficiently than that? So apparently a number of states, they've changed the laws, and they say, like in Oregon, if you hit a deer, you can eat it. But apparently after the fact, you have to get some sort of license
Or just you have to let them know you're doing it? Did you see this? You put on a permit for this?
Yes. And this is the state that I live in, which is Oregon. And I had no idea that there are about 20 states in this country that allow people, as they say here, to scoop dead animals off the road and serve them for dinner. And as of tomorrow, this is going to be something that's going to be legal in the state of Oregon. Hmm. But you have to get a special, license. Basically what happens, you hit a deer.
Yeah.
You can apply online to get this license, and then after you bring the deer home, you have to remove
they have to turn the head in,
the antlers.
And the antlers, right?
Yes.
And they say there's a trade for antlers, but what is it about the head? I think they're looking at wasting disease to make sure that...
Chronic wasting disease, which is a problem going on right now.
Yeah, you don't want to eat those. I don't think you want to eat
those.
Yes,
and what they're trying to do is guarantee that these things are happening by accident, because they don't want drivers running around hunting with their automobile, for dinner. So,
but the thing is, you better have a cheap automobile, because it's going to be wasted. You hit a deer,
it's not
a happy automobile.
Well, and I'll tell you, here in Oregon, not only are there deer, but there are elk. And I actually ran into an elk once. I had a big Isuzu Trooper, which is a pretty good sized vehicle,
right?
And it just destroyed
it. Yeah.
Destroyed my vehicle. And the elk ran away.
Wow!
I mean, if that tells you anything about the size of the elk. Oh yeah, yeah.
So if it's a bison, you can forget it. You can cater a bus with a bison.
Yeah.
So the bison chili we got was wild grass fed, and it was not hit by a car, to my knowledge. So anyway, the thing is, it says that even some of the animal rights groups are happy that they're going to be used more appropriately instead of wasted. So that's good. At least there's some semblance of reality there.
Makes sense. But, if you're eating a steak, I guess what would it be called? Venison, right? You're eating some venison. And, there's a piece of headlight in the venison. That could be a problem. But,
and even nutritionists got behind the idea because they called it free organic protein.
Oh, there you go.
Right? We don't know about Andy Samberg and whatever the co-hosts were. Sandro, unless they would get a flu shot first. But that's another story. Let me know what you think. Robert Scott Bell Show continues next hour. We hope we're going to do advanced medicine no matter what. But hopefully Dr. Batar's off the airplane by now. In the meantime, in case he isn't, the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In a historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.